Jerry Johnson knows what fighting the daily rat race of urban life is like. He did it for years while developing a successful high-tech business. But then he decided to make a change from battling traffic to living in a county that doesn't even have a traffic light. Now Johnson's founder of Ten Rivers Company of Bayfield, where he believes rural places like this can compete for high-tech jobs.
You know, a lot of people talk about doing offshore development, and they think about doing development in India and China. And I say, what about doing development off the shores of Lake Superior? And we used to be thought of as being very remote. And I think in today's world, people are going offshore. Clearly, they could come to this part of the world here, too.
Wisconsin Technology Council Chairman Tom Still agrees. He says the key is making sure other rural areas are wired as well as Bayfield.
It's going to become a necessity because e-commerce today only happens in those places that are wired and that are wired to do it quickly.
Still wants to make the Lake Superior region an example of high-tech job creation by starting the second economic cluster in the state in northwestern Wisconsin.
What we're going to ask is that the governor and the legislature create a task force to really drive this cluster. The goals we envision are national and global leadership for education and training technology, that within 10 years, there would be a cluster of businesses in northwest Wisconsin focused on education and training technology.
Still says it must be driven by private investment with the lure of living the rural life, but still have high-quality connections to the rat race. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.